maybe that Matt Reed and others down there working with Florida Power and Light have figured out a way to cool that water in a closed system. And if this does come to pass, this is going to be a, this is going to reduce a lot of local pressure and I think make dealing with the park and the park watershed problems a lot easier if this can work and we don't have to hang in there in the courts to prevent Florida Power and Light from going ahead and operating their nuclear plant.
Hey, and lots of problems. What are you going to get west? That's early.
Well, I'm going. As soon as I can get the, I got to get a handle on the department. We've got to.
Yes, that's early.
We've got to get some people. And,
get that run around.
Well, we sure can, Mr. President. And I've done as much speaking as I think I should do.
Don't do anymore. I agree. I told Collins the same thing. You sent the message to him that he is trying to, he's got an enormous backlog of engagements. You'll have a lot too. He's been so good on the Hill too.
I have too. Well, I've been up there in the appropriations hearings. Mr. President, on the Undersecretary, I need your help and guidance. I really do, because the name Charlie DeBona came up. It was suggested Charlie DeBona, and it was suggested. That's correct. And he was pushed, I was pushed pretty hard by Peter Flanagan on this, so I got to know Charlie, and certainly a fine guy. Doesn't have the really background of knowledge that I would like to bring into the department because of the time factor. It'd be one thing if we were bringing a person in the beginning of a four-year term, but I think we want to get this department performing as fast as possible.
No knowledge in this.
No, but he's a very, very bright guy.
He's brilliant. 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 The point is, his knowledge is a technician in this.
I think he does not. I would agree.
I don't know.
Well, a good guy. The other person, of course, that we've looked at is Jim Schlesinger. And Jim does have knowledge in this field because he works along with the budget of the department. And it seems to me that there is an advantage of bringing someone either up from the department itself or out of government. Well, the closest thing I have is Bill Pecora. Bill Pecora is head of the Geological Survey. He is a get there, but
not Italian for both these things. Got to be a
speed. He doesn't have an accent. He doesn't have an accent.
He's not an Italian. He's not an Italian.
But he's a hell of a guy. But what I would like to do is if we can move Hollis Dole sideways. Hollis is a scholar. He's not a good administrator, but he is a scholar. He's a sort of a researcher. He has good credentials, and then we can put Pecora, promote from within there as a top mineral and energy man. He's a much tougher guy.
Where could you put Dole? I mean, we've
been talking about this new commission of that's being established for minerals or for materials as the sort of executive director. This is what Fred Malik has mentioned two or three times.
Well, we talked about it, John. I told him if Raj wanted to throw him out, he could.
I don't want to throw him out.
No, understand. He's just the fact that I know him in the name didn't mean a thing.
Well, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. But I don't want to keep him if he can't work with him.
Well, it's not a question of work here. I don't think he'll perform. He's not a very strong guy.
John says if he told me about your concern, I said, no, you know the problem. So
well, we're going to work that out. I'm not saying.
If you could move him over to the commission, that's nice. You know, the commissions are so terrible. All the commissions are so terribly staffed that almost anybody can be in a commission. But this is a special one. This is that so-called Haley type commission that is going to look at mineral resources.
It needs
a good man.
Sir?
It needs a good man.
Well, I'm not sure of that.
Maybe Dole's pretty good man.
I think
we got to put an undersecretary in there. The way this thing is going, particularly in the preparation for your reorganization, who is an inside man, and I mean inside in terms of the administration. And that's why I...
For this department, it's going to be the big department.
All sources. And it has a lot of external as well as internal budget and accounting and analysis problems.
And also his budget.
Tremendous amount. It's a group of thiefdoms. And that's why we need a strong analytical type and a guy that knows his way around, because, again, I come to the fact that in 20 months from now, we're going to be, the performance of that department is going to be right around your neck, one way or the other. And we want to make damn sure that we don't have a dead period of 2 or 3 months while some guy gets oriented. And third, and this is the point that I guess, of course, Mel is an old friend, and I know he's had some problems, I guess, with Jim Schlesinger. There's no question about it, and he wants to talk to me about it, but I wanted to make sure how you felt about it, because this is the person who's going to be tracking with OMB more than any other person in the whole department.
Well, let me give you my analysis of Schlesinger. First class operator to work.
you've got to deal with it. You've got to keep you right. I think we can. One of the things is he has, one of the things that is plus, as far as I'm concerned, his avocation, his conservation, and he's a bird watcher, all that. That's similar. Well, Mr. President, I'm going to spend some of the afternoon with Mel, and I think I can help everybody in this, because I know Mel way back.
You know Mel. Acceptance will go forward late this
this that I think you should know about. Bud Zumwalt called me from South America yesterday. Tried to get me all day, and finally the connection worked about 8 o'clock last night. He is deeply concerned about some questions that have been raised by Stennis and Margaret Smith. Current questions, not the old questions that were raised during his hearing. But he has a feeling that somebody's after this guy, and that maybe he's going to get sort of crucified in some...
Which guy? Russell?
No, DeBono, Charlie DeBono, who's his...
Oh.
And I just passed that on to you because he is a good man.
But there's something else.
And there is some...
Or...
Yeah, easy, I know you are. And I don't want his not getting this job because he's been suggested by... It's a hell of a lot of oil, and it's It's going to be practically a bridge of tankers up there to do it in. So that part of the problem has not been solved, and I think that's got the oil companies looking a second time. And what I think we've got to do is we've got to continue to pursue this thing on a national need basis so that we always have got a handle on these conservationists that are trying to push us out. And so I'm going to be making statements periodically on the oil needs and on the energy needs of the country so we keep the country as a whole with us when we make a decision to get that oil out of there and when we issue the permit. And I think this puts you...
Man knows the most of it about over here, Smiley.
Well, he knows a lot about it.
About the oil needs.
That's right.
Not about the pipeline, but the point is he was served with that.
That's right.
Schultz, of course, knows about it, but he's a party in interest. He wants to get rid of the wood, so don't get the Schultz on it. Planning can fill you in on oil needs. But the pipeline thing, that's the kind of people that are concerned.
Well, we're going to, if we want to decide
right now, it's an interior matter as far as the ecology and all that stuff.
Well, it's got a lot of political.
Oil needs, as far as they're concerned, I believe it has been studied from a national security standpoint from A to Z. Well, Sanders is very much deeply involved.
I know he is.
And George Lincoln, of course, has his full committee.
And I've met with George. We had an hour with him a couple of days.
And he's better to stay away from Lang and go directly to the Lincoln. If Lincoln has a problem, or I was concerned, Lincoln doesn't live it.
Well, this is one of the reasons.
Lincoln is a complete unit as far as politics is concerned, so he gives you honest answers. So he's the oil needs man, but then you've got to decide about the other.
Well, this is one of the reasons that I want to move Hollis sideways a little and put a real strong guy in there like Pecora, because I believe that he's going to be able to deal better with Lincoln and with Stans.
Yeah, well, Hollis doesn't have the credentials well in his strength to deal with.
No, he doesn't. He's a scholar type. Well, a hell of a fine guy.
He is.
He's a hell of a fine guy. And, we need to put a little tougher breed in there, and I think Pecora is the guy we want to do it. And I think we will cover a lot of our morale problems when we promote a couple of guys from within.
You know, we've got a national energy policy study underway.
Oh, I know it. Hell, I've gotten into it.
Okay. Yeah, let's be sure to that because he's such a great guy to be sure of Maury, you know, and talk to him about it. Maury Stans is deeply interested in this whole oil, and he fought, as you know, Schultz, his early opinion basically was to be...
Well, you see, this is one of my problems.
Schultz and so forth came on one side. I came down on the other side, frankly, because there were a few political problems, but more than that, the Mideast, I think Dan Wilson was going to blow out there, and it was a good thing we didn't go on that deal.
Oh, you're damn right.
Now, looking to the future, we got to have the Alaskan oil. There's no question about it. The point is, how the hell we get it in? I think there, Lincoln is a, you know him?
Yeah, and I've spent a couple hours with him this last year.
Very thoughtful.
Yes, he is.
Very thoughtful and honest man. And I let his, let him work.
You just got to spend a little bit of time with him getting to the point.
No, that shooter shot the picture of the people.
One of the things that I want to do on the count of Stans is to move on Hollis because he told me that in his opinion, Hollis still was the most incompetent man in Washington, and this makes it
more.
So it makes it a little different.
You will meddle into that commission then?
Well, I don't
know. You've got a strong interest in that.
No.
Yeah, the Kennedy and the Scarlet.
You see, our health thing wasn't as well delivered.
speeches.
Oh, nobody except if we need them to speech tour about the mountain.